Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. And it reads, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly."
Before we get deep into the message, I'd just like to thank Casey not only for the children's story, but also for the sun that you see. Now, you may not be able to tell from where you are sitting, but each ray is made out of yarn. That is yarn. And you will want to, I hope, want to come up and see that closely, because that is quite a work of art. Now, we know that this verse that Paul just read is very well known, and it has probably been read by you, and especially if you love the book of John as much as we do, 100 times. But we hope this covering of it one more time will give it depth and insight that perhaps you hadn't seen before. And what you can see that we have been doing nearly all summer is we've been digging out the Greek New Testament. We've been looking at the words as they were originally written to see the meanings of exactly what was it that Christ was telling us. And according to these words, to steal, kill, and destroy is what is intended by the thief. Now, you can call the thief Satan, you can call it the devil, you can just call it evil, or maybe ego, right? You know, sometimes we're our own worst enemies. But to destroy is the intent. And I remember I shared this with you once before, but I was close to Anthony's age when I first heard it, and I've never forgotten it. But they said, you know, Satan is never your friend. If he cannot deceive you, he will destroy you. And I've always kept that in mind, even as a teenager. So I was very careful to what I listened to. You know, I was not judgmental, but careful. I was cautious, because I didn't want to be deceived. And I knew if I could be deceived, then it's just one step away from being destroyed. And life takes so much away from us, doesn't it? Evil takes so much away. Keep in mind that Satan is not your friend. Destruction is to be thorough in our lives. It's to take away your job. It's to take away your joy, your happiness, your sense of health, your finances, your marriage, and even your kids. He's out to take it all away from you. The thief is there to ruin. And Jesus himself warns us of that. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He tells us that. He told his disciples that. He was very clear. The word thief comes from the Greek word klepto. Sounds familiar, right? Which means, obviously, to steal. And it gives a picture, a visual picture, just like what Casey did for us, of a bandit, a pickpocket, a thief who's artful in his ways, that he steals. And we even in literature have this loving look of a pickpocket, if you remember the Artful Dodger that was in Oliver Twist, you know. So we know that the whole art of being a dodger is that you do it undetected. And if you've ever traveled any of the major cities across the United States, if you've ever traveled overseas, you're extra protective of that passport, of that wallet. You carefully protect yourself because you know that the evil exists. And why put temptation in someone else's way? When Jesus uses these words and when he tells us these things about the thief, he says that the thief is very cunning, very cunning. He knows if he does it outright, where everyone notices, that he will be recognized for what he is. So oftentimes, evil will play with our mind, and sometimes it becomes a mind game, which again, is why we studied Battlefield of the Mind. Oftentimes, thoughts become injected in our minds. It steals our peace. It steals our joy. It steals our beliefs. When we get really low in spirit, those thoughts come, and they steal from us. They steal our joy. They steal our hope. And they try to steal our worth. As you know, klepto comes from the noun word. A person who kleptos is a kleptomaniac, yes. And what's interesting is that word klepto, it means purposely takes what is rightfully not theirs. Purposely takes what is rightfully not theirs. And a kleptomaniac is someone who has this urge, this impulse to steal. It is persistent. It is a neurotic impulse. Satan himself, as seen by Christ on the mountaintop when he was again tempted, he made it very clear that this is the very nature of Lucifer. It's the very nature. It's to steal. So sometimes we have to be careful. We have to guard ourselves. We have to guard our hearts. We have to guard our minds. And make sure that evil does not take hold, that we do not let ourselves become so deplete that we leave a foothold for negative thoughts and negative energy to take place. Because this is the nature and the behavior of what a thief does. They purposely take. The only thing they choose to give is misery.
Not only does the thief come to steal, but Jesus said the thief comes to kill. Now, at first glance, it appears that this means to kill as taking someone's life. But the Greek word that was used is thuo, which means to sacrifice. It originally referred to the sacrificial giving of animals on the altar. It could mean to sacrifice or to surrender or to give up something that is precious and dear. It was particularly used in a religious connotation to denote the sacrifice of animals, and it had nothing to do with killing of individuals, as in murder. Because Jesus uses this word to describe the work of the thief in John chapter 10, verse 10, he is telling us that if the thief hasn't already walked away with everything of ours, like our thief was up here this morning, that we hold precious and dear, he will then try to convince us that we need to sacrifice or give up everything that he hasn't already taken from us. Well, the thief cannot bear the fact that you possess any kind of blessing. Therefore, if he is unsuccessful at stealing the good things from your life, he will try to cunningly convince you to give up everything you possess and love, simply because he doesn't want you to have it. He may even try to create stressful situations that cause you to conclude that your only solution is to sacrifice the things that you dearly love. And then Jesus went on to say that the thief also comes to destroy. The word destroy is from the Greek word apalumi, meaning to destroy. It carries the idea of something that is ruined, wasted, trashed, devastated, and destroyed. And by using this word, we discover that if the thief is unsuccessful in his attempt to steal from you or convince you to sacrifice what you hold dear, he will then try to ruin it.
We could read an expanded version, and let me read this for you. This is just another way of saying it. The thief wants to get his hands into every good thing in your life. In fact, this pickpocket is looking for any opportunity to wiggle his way so deeply into your personal affairs that he can walk off with everything you hold precious and dear. And that's not all. When he's finished stealing your goods and your possessions, he'll take your plan to rob you blind to the next level. He will create conditions and situations so horrible that you will see no other way to solve the problem except to sacrifice, in essence, just give up everything that remains from his previous attacks. The goal of this thief is totally to waste and devastate your life. If nothing stops him, he will leave you insolvent, flat broke, and cleaned out in every area of your life. You will end up feeling as if you were finished and out of business. Make no mistake, the enemy's ultimate goal is to destroy you. You know, when I read this and we were discussing the message, I couldn't help but think of the time when our house was robbed. And I don't know if you've ever had an experience like that before. Our lake house, when we were living in Alaska, was robbed. We had come back for my mother's funeral, and it was just a quick weekend stay. We were in and out. But that weekend, I had inherited a number of my mother's personal belongings, which were very dear to me, and many of them antiques that went back a couple of generations. We didn't have time to put all that stuff in a lockbox. The banks weren't even open. So I thought it would be safe if I would hide it in the house, and we would return in just a few weeks, because we had a few weeks break coming up to us. But we simply didn't have time to secure it. And of course, when we come home next, what do we find? We find our van is gone in the garage, first of all, this crazy van that now has been stolen twice. It's the ugliest old van you've ever seen, but I guess it worked well as a haul-away vehicle. And so they went through our house. You could tell it was a team, had gone through our house meticulously. Now, had I known they were coming, I would have done a better job of hiding the precious stuff, and I would have hauled the boxes out for them personally, right? Because I had plenty of stuff I was willing to give up. But they didn't take any of that stuff. They took the precious stuff. They took my mother's personal belongings, and that hurt. That really hurt. And I thought, you know, it's still just stuff, and I recognize that. But when someone steals from you, it hurts, and you don't forget it. And when Satan throws things at us in life, and it's not fair, and evil hits us frontwards, and it's not fair, it hurts, and we don't forget it. So this becomes very pertinent to us, I think. The question becomes is, how do we deal with this? And what Jesus was saying is we've got to look at the rest of what he said. We don't stop right in that part of the verse. We go on. Jesus went on to say, I, not the world, but I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That God has things for us that are more precious than anything that can be stolen here on earth, any worldly good. The words, quote, they might have, come from Greek tense. That means to have or continually possess the life that Jesus offers. And this Greek word is zoe, and we know that word is zoe, which suggests a word that's filled with vitality. The word abundantly exists. So when life has you down, when you feel like the thief has stolen all they're going to ever steal from you, stand up, be counted, know that God is at your side, and Christ promises you that you will live a life more abundantly than you ever would have guessed that you ever could have had. Perosis is another word, Greek word, and it means, comes from the abundantly. It means above, beyond what is regular, extraordinary, even exceeding. It's not just abundance, it's superabundance. So when we're down, when we feel beat down, when we feel that maybe God has taken our joy away, Know that superabundance is around the corner. What a comparison. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life as we have never known it before.
An expanded interpretive translation of this second part of John chapter 10, verse 10, could read as follows. But I came that they might have, keep, and constantly retain a vitality, a gusto, a vigor, and zest for living that springs up from deep within. I came that they might embrace this unrivaled, unequaled, matchless, incomparable, richly loaded, and overloading life to the ultimate maximum. In your walk with the Lord, you will experience times when the devil pushes your buttons, your emotions, to keep you all bound up and depressed. Other times, the enemy will disguise his voice to make you think that God is talking to you in order to get you off track or cause you to cast off your deepest dreams as just pure imagination. But whenever these attacks occur, just tell the devil to be quiet and stop dropping those dim-witted thoughts of nonsense into your head. Tell him to hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Yeah, that's in hymn number 122.
It's in the supplemental part.
Yeah, the supplemental part. Let him know that you're not going to bite on that old bait any longer, so he might as go fishing elsewhere. Because you're not taking that hook. You're not going to be suckered anymore by him. You know how he works now, and you have determined that he isn't going to steal, kill, or destroy one more good thing in your life. There's no doubt about it. The devil wants you to be defeated. He wants you to struggle through your entire life. He wants you to be sick and depressed, down in the dumps, glum and miserable. But that's not what Jesus wants. Jesus wants to give you a life that is unrivaled, unequaled, matchless, incomparable, richly loaded, and overflowing with life to the ultimate extreme.